Well, I thought it was a very, very exciting badminton. I think it was a thrilling badminton, and I think it gives hope to a lot. It gives hope to a lot of people and keeps the dream alive for a lot of people, and also gives food for thought for a lots of us and a lots of people that want to compete at this level, that you suddenly, it's, you know, this was big, wasn't it? And it was a real test of the Titans, wasn't it? Or sort of it was decent. And I think what I thought was probably the best thing was yesterday, that everyone starting out on the cross country, whatever position they were in, knew if they did go well, they would climb up the leaderboard. So I think that was refreshing, because there's nothing worse than setting off at badminton here, in my mind, and thinking if I jump clear and inside the time, I'm only going to be 20th or 25th, which has been the case some years. So I thought it was exciting, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, amazing week. I mean, it's almost changed the sport. And how was today for you personally? Because very no clears inside the time yesterday, no clears inside the time today. It was hard.
It was hard. I mean, I was really delighted with my horse, the young horse, because I should think it was one of the better rounds. He only had one fence down, but I know my husband's pretty mad with me because I have four time faults, and yes, probably I'm kicking myself I didn't go quicker. But then he was a little bit tired, he was strung out, and I felt he was getting up the distances a bit too easily, which he does. He's a big horse and a big striding horse, so probably I lost time trying to organise him, and I should have trusted his jump a little bit more. So, you know, I was a bit frustrated with myself, but I couldn't be more delighted with the horse, because I came in to badminton and there was a, you know, he's always been very, very bold, big, scopy jumping horse, but he hasn't had the mileage that a lot of horses had had. And I sort of spoke to the owners, Jonathan and Jane Clark, and I took a punt on him, knowing he was very honest and scopy. And then you get the conditions as well, and I started to think, have I made the right decision? And I very much had it in my head that I'll set out and see how he feels. And I think I was lucky that I went so early in the draw, so I didn't know it was going to cause the trouble. And he really, really came up with the goods yesterday. I was really super impressed by how honest he was, how bold he was, how well he coped, and he's never done the distance before. So yeah, I was really, really delighted, and particularly the fact that he was able to help me out when he slipped badly, and he kept going.
And what's next for you?
Windsor show on Wednesday, show jumping, and then Aston on Thursday with four, and Chatsworth.
With four? At Aston?
I've got four at Aston and four at Chatsworth, so we're busy, busy, busy. And I mean, the exciting thing is I think I've got some lovely young horses coming through, and where I kept on thinking, getting old, going to have less horses, but actually the way it's going, you know, when you're lucky enough to have some nice young horses coming through, I love riding them and love being involved with them, and I think that's where I get so emotionally drained at these big competitions. It's more the fact that when you've had them since they're real babies, you just pray with all your heart that you make the right decisions and you get them safely home.
Well, you did. Well done, Pippa.
Thank you.